Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man convicted of reckless murder has been sentenced. Ladarius Lafitte was sentenced to 139 years in prison for the death of Ashley Perkins. Back in 2017, Lafitte and another man were racing down Vaughn Road when his car slammed into Perkins, going 144 miles per hour. The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a statewide fire alert. The fire alert is effective immediately and means that permits for outdoor burning will be restricted and issued only at the discretion of the state forester. And the United States Coast Guard announced the death of a student attending a preparatory program at Marion Military Institute. Details are still limited, but officials say the student was found dead on Monday. This death is now under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The whistleblower complaint is in the hands of Congress, the same report that has rocked Trump's presidency, making him only the fourth president in American history to face impeachment.
White House notes released confirming President Trump asked his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate his political foe, Joe Biden, during a July phone call.
These signs are being recalled because there could be a problem with a safety feature. As you back out of your driveway, the backup camera isn't working right.
The signs of an Elizabeth Warren surge on the campaign trail now unmistakable. Warren now posting narrow leads in polls of critical early states, Iowa, New Hampshire, and nationally.
WeWork is struggling to go public, and now its CEO is stepping down. Adam Neumann's role at WeWork has been under scrutiny recently amid reports of his erratic behavior, drug use, and potential conflicts of interest.
Turns out water may not be the best choice if you and health news want to stay hydrated. Scientists say skim milk does a good job.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 92.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Ooh, excuse me. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And if you're a first-time caller, you get your name put in twice. How about them apples? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Does the first-time caller this week count?
No. But good try. You can get in as a caller, though.
All right. Is it just me, or does it seem almost like our intelligence department works closer with the Democrats than anybody else?
Yeah, because they have a vested interest in this.
It seems to me that the Democrats had to have a heads up about this phone call before the whistleblower ever came out and made his report.
Why do you say that?
It just looks like it's staged to me. It happened way too quick.
Well, now, the call was back in July.
Right.
The whistleblower does his thing on August the 12th.
Right. But doesn't it seem odd that the whistleblower came out almost precisely when the transfer of power was coming about?
What transfer of power?
It just seems odd to me.
What transfer of power?
In the Ukraine, when the new...
No, well, let's get our timeline right here. The new president was elected in May. They win parliament in July. And then the whistleblower does his first memo on August the 12th.
But in the conversation, the prime minister mentioned that in September, his new attorney was going to be coming in to power.
Right.
It just seems... There's just some oddity there. But the real oddity to me is how a sitting vice president can demand that a foreign country fire somebody in their staff to protect his son, and that goes off the radar.
Well, it went off the radar because the press were disinterested in the story. Now, they ran part of the story. I played the ABC Nightly News piece for you 2 days ago. But nobody ever followed up on it. It was never one of these orchestrated efforts on the of the press. But you got to remember, when you're orchestrating efforts with the press, there's somebody in the Congress or Democratic Party or intelligence community that are organizing it.
Yeah, it just, all of it seems very choreographed and very staged to me. Looking at it from the outside.
Well, it is. And that's what I've been saying. We've been saying that. I think the whistleblower orchestrated this entire thing. If you look at this document, it is brilliantly written. It's written by someone who knows what they're doing. They covered a bunch of bases in it, and there was a purpose of it. I think the whistleblower, an intelligence officer with the CIA, we now understand, who was on assignment at the White House, this is a gotcha moment. They want to do some damage to Trump, and this is what they're using, the vehicle they're using.
Well, I appreciate you letting me have my 2 cents.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good.
Maybe you can clarify a couple of things.
I'll try my best.
The thing that gets me is everybody's heard the tape of Biden admitting that he had the prosecutor fired, all this other kind of stuff, and they're just basically in a nutshell blaming Trump for what they actually did. Do they really believe, with all this that's going on, that the public is that stupid?
Yes.
Okay.
You know why? Because in a way they are, because the missing ingredient to get this thing done is the media. If the media would have hopped on this story, it would have a different outcome. The media has aired it a little bit, but they're not on this. They're on what Trump did wrong in impeachment. They're not anywhere talking about Biden being wrong. And what they're saying is, well, nobody's proved anything about Biden. Biden has been investigated, but nothing's been proven. He's been investigated by whom? Because I think he's about to be investigated by the country of Ukraine. And I think that's why they're doing this the way they're doing it. Because Ukraine is about to bust him, and they're going to blame Donald Trump on doing that.
Yeah, trying to pass the buck, so to speak.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to say, see, Donald Trump did this to eliminate his opponent. And that's they keep always coming back to that. So that's the excuse they're going to use.
But anybody with any common sense that hears Biden talk when he says what he did, you know, that's all you need to hear.
Well, particularly if you get the evidence from John Solomon tonight, which I believe we'll have. Matter of fact, I think it may be up on John Solomon's website now.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
If you know, push comes to shove, and they keep this narrative, and the media helps cover it up and everything, and they actually do have a vote in the House, in Congress, well, what is the vote going to be? Are they going to be able to try to impeach him and have enough votes? It'll never make it through the Senate, I'm sure.
Right.
But if it does through the House,
what they have to do, they have to draw up articles of impeachment, and then they present that to the House, and then the House votes on impeachment.
Okay, and if they do have enough votes just in the House, what does that mean for the president?
That he has been impeached, and that a trial will ensue in the Senate. Oh, here's another little piece of information for you guys. Okay. All of a sudden, and this is something I got from, not my group, but I got from the Opinion Dynamic Research, there was a poll that's floating around. You remember, one of the things that kind of got this thing started was that a whole bunch of the Democrats that won in the midterm election and are freshmen right now.
Right.
Salzburg, who is Virginia's 7 district, is one of them. Former intelligence officer, by the way. Mm. She was one of the people that did the op-ed. There was a poll that went around that for these key seats that said that the Democrat core support for them during the general election had fallen. Now, I didn't think anything of it when I first saw that thing from Opinion Dynamic Research, but then all of a sudden this happened, right after the editorial came out, that's when they said that. Hmm. So that seems to be the emphasis. The question is, who paid for that poll?
Hmm. Right. Right. So they've had this in the works. They're, you know, I mean, man, it's gotten to the point that the only time I'll flip over to Channel 12 to watch my local news is to watch the weather and sports.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's, and I know that I'm not the only one that feels that way. So I just don't see how this could actually really help them to the point, unless there's just the majority of people out there that you just can't fix stupid.
No, well, what it's going to do is it's going to hurt them. It's, they're under, and that's why I brought up the polling data. The reason that those people kind of shifted was they thought that they were going to lose in November, not because they did impeachment, but because they didn't do impeachment. And so, but if you look at the Virginia 7 race, I went in and looked at the 2014, and that was Bratt, who defeated Cantor, who's the number 3 person in the House during the primary. The vote in 2016 was 58,000 votes higher than it was in 2018. And, and Bratt's numbers dropped by 20,000 of that. And so if you have Trump at the top of the ticket, that should be an easy win. And if the Democrats don't show up, you know, she'll lose. And I think she knows that.
Well, you know, this is my, you know, 3 years of this before the man ever became president.
Oh, yeah.
They've been on him and been on him. And as just an average citizen, I'm just a smelly Walmart deplorable.
You smelly person, you.
And you know, I just thought, well, when he gets reelected, they'll say, okay, we did everything we can. But it's not going to stop, is it?
No,
they're just going to double down even worse.
Well, let me tell you, here's their biggest fear, is Trump wins and they lose the House. Because it's going to be a whole different ballgame if that happens, particularly if we're able to pick up a seat in the U.S. Senate.
Like here in Alabama?
Like here in Alabama, and like maybe Manchin flipping.
Well, I mean, you know, Doug Jones, he's not going to make it. I've called his office and said, count your days, buddy, because you stole that election, you won't get another. But
now, you better be careful. The mayor consider that a threat.
Well, I hope they come to Alabama and want to talk to me. I really do, because I'd like to say, well, you know, I trust y'all fellas about as far as I trust the rest of them. So.
Well, I hate to break the news to you. They're already here in Alabama.
Well, I mean, you know, it's to the point that I never thought in my lifetime that I could wear a Make America Great Again hat, and I don't have a racist bone in my body, but I've had a 90-year-old lady from New York look at me and ask me why I'm wearing it. And unfortunately, my Christian didn't come out in me, and I told her, so people like you can ask me why I'm wearing it, because you're not very smart.
Oh, smack! You did that to a 90-year-old woman?
Well, if you'd have seen the attitude she had with me, like I was just a smelly, smelly, you know, after 3 years, you get to the point to where, what was that movie? I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Network, yeah.
So, Well, thank you, Dan, and I appreciate your insight on this.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
We did it again.
Daryl Baker. Daryl Baker, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour here. Daryl Baker, once again, call 396-5477 for your chance to win a 65-inch Sony Smart TV from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances.
With what special feature?
It has, well, built-in Chromecast. It can be run by Google Assistant technology, so all voice commanded. But it has tri-luminous display technology. Really great stuff. So again, Daryl Baker, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing TV courtesy of Cohen's.
Let me go to a break. Say so. John DeVoe, coming back to you.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
It's CBS Premiere Thursday, starting with the Young Sheldon season premiere.
That's a great idea.
Plus, it's the series premiere of The Unicorn, a new comedy about moving on.
You need to start dating.
With everything that I have going on?
You have nothing going on.
And after the season premiere of Mom, catch Patricia Heaton in the series premiere of Carol's Second Act.
You're that intern.
Yes, I'm the old intern.
Followed by the series premiere of Evil, CBS Tonight.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. Oh, it was beautiful, magical.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'll go to Cecil and John DeVoe. Let me remind you how to save 50% on your transfer of VHS and Betamax videotapes over to digital. Well, how do you do that? And how about this? So you have two. You go take two of them in there. They go, Dan's going to go, I'm only going to charge you for one. The second one is free. So ready for this? 334-279-6036, half off. Buy one, get one free world of Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. Give them a call, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Get the buy one, get one free from Dan Black Studios, my good friend, Dan Black. Let's go to Cecil. Cecil, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
This thing with the whistleblower and all that.
Yeah.
It sounds like Trump is playing these people like a fiddle. I mean, it really does. Because he's been playing the media and, you know, Schumer and all these people. He just loves to watch them go crazy over nothing.
So you're saying that he put this together?
I think he did. I really do.
Wow.
I mean, it sounds like him. Because he's smarter than they are. And he knows they're going to go crazy and want him impeached. And he knows impeaching him is just going to make it a landslide for him.
Okay, I'll go with that.
I mean, I really do.
Well, they don't know in the fullness of time, because I think it's hard for this whistleblower to get up there and talk to folks as an intel officer and kind of, because, you know, what was your motivation of this? And he's going to have to get the motivation, and then they're going to have to disprove him. And that's the key. They're going to have to disprove him. And so I'm not sure somebody's going to stand up there, this intel officer, and want to basically be disproved.
But that was just my thought.
We'll accept
Trump
that.
Has been playing them like a fiddle the whole time.
Well, he normally is one step ahead of them. When they make a move on the chessboard, his counter moves are pretty good. And I think his counter move so far has been good. But as I said 2 days ago, I think this is a preemptive strike because they know something's about to happen. And when the molecules start hitting each other, the heat is about to get turned up. And I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to save their butts.
Oh, yeah. And I hope they take them all down. Well, I'll let you go now, Dan. I just wanted to put that out there.
I'm with you.
Like he's playing.
We always wanted to hear somebody's opinion.
All righty.
Thanks, Cecil. Okay, as we promised the audience, let's play the warning sound song.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
How dare you?
Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. As the John DeVoe is calling in warning time. It's the equivalent of what you see on a pack of cigarettes. So when John comes in, he's going to have 2 minutes and 30 seconds. At the point that he either wanders or does a PSA or exceeds his time, we're going to cut him off. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John DeVoe. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
Dan, you should say that's the John DeVoe words of encouragement, words of inspiration music.
We might have to take a vote on that before that gets passed.
You know, I did like the president's speech yesterday at the United Nations. I thought, he said that the U.S. has no, under his administration, the U.S. will have no permanent enemy. And all these wars that are just, you know, wars that never end, that it's just going to be, it's the U.S.'s policy under his administration that the U.S. will sit down and negotiate and talk with anyone that will sit down and talk with us. But the U.S. will have no permanent enemy and no wars that just have no end to them. And I thought that was a pretty good comment by the president.
Okay.
You know, they're supposed to have a debate tonight on Channel 12.
I heard that somewhere.
Excuse me?
You're correct.
Listen, now, I got 3 televisions here. One's a brand new digital flat screen TV. It has 2 antennas on it. I think most of them have at least 1 or 2 antennas on it. And I don't get Channel 12 on any of those stations. I call them about it. They told me to point the antenna in a certain direction. I did that. And I still don't get Channel 12. And they say that Channel 12 and Channel 20, Fox is on the same antenna. I get Fox just fine. I get Channel 8 just fine. I get ABC 32 just fine.
Well, first of all,
get NBC at all.
First of all, Channel 12 and Channel 20 are not on the same antenna. But Do you have a converter box?
I've got, well, this digital flat screen came with one built into it, and then on other TVs, I do have a digital converter box on.
Have you ever been able to?
And I don't get Channel 12 at all.
Have you ever been able to get Channel 12?
I have been able to get it in the past, but lately I haven't been getting it at all.
Okay, so do you think that's the fault of Channel 12 or something that's happened on your side?
I don't know, but I do know that I'm, you know, two or three blocks down the street from the governor's mansion. Going in the other direction, I'm, you know, three or four blocks down the street from the governor's office at the Capitol. And from the legislature.
That doesn't matter. So
I'm in the heart of downtown Montgomery.
John, you would. But the question is, why do you think you're not getting it? You need to ask the question that way.
I don't know. I mean, that's not okay. My area of expertise,
John. So you were getting it, but you're not getting it now. Wouldn't that tell you that something's happened at your place?
I mean, all I know is I got everything on it that I'm supposed to
John, that's not what I'm saying. Dude, critical thinking, John. You were getting it. You're not getting it now. It's not something WSFA is doing. It is something.
It's not on my end, Dan. I've got antennas and converter boxes on there.
Okay, why do you think you were getting it, but you're not getting it now?
I don't know. There's okay. No problem at Channel 12.
You know... John, that may explain a lot about your life right there, is the way you approach something. John, you have a great day. Time is up. Adios. What do you think, Joey?
I would check his devices again.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's some switch that's been turned on or off.
Right. Could just need a reset, you know.
News Talk 93.1. Wasn't that entertaining? No! Going to be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport.
I believe the whistleblower is operating in good faith.
Acting National Intelligence Director Joseph McGuire testifying about the complaint regarding a phone call between President Trump and the leader of Ukraine.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff pressed McGuire on why that complaint was not delivered to Congress. McGuire says based on guidance from the Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel, the complaint did not meet statutory requirements.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The president once again denies pressuring his counterpart to investigate Joe Biden.
It's another witch hunt. Here we go again.
The complaint triggering an impeachment inquiry. GM restoring health benefits for thousands of workers on strike.
That forced the union to pick up the tab. The UAW not exactly thanking General Motors for this move. It's something they think should have been done all along.
The Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble in Detroit. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The heat is on for the next several days, and that spells some record heat. Today, high temperature in the upper 90s. We should easily break the record of 94 from 2016. Rain chances are about 10% today and really the next few days. Then tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, and that takes us through the end of the month. And each day, record highs should be either tied or broken. That's going to be an incredible string of records, and the rain chance is remote. Right on through Monday, at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call. I'll just tell you something fun. You're talking about television. I got to see a beautiful TV today. I went by the live remote that y'all had over at a Cohen. Mm-hmm. And I got to see that yesterday. And I got to meet Miss Christie, the lovely young lady. And I got my name in the hat for the drawing. And got to look around Cohen's a little bit. And you know, I got this homeless look going on, but they didn't throw me out, which was nice. <'Cause I'm
laughs> the homeless look going on like that.
Oh, man, it's a rough day. But the timing was great. I was out doing the lunch thing, and I heard that on radio. I had to stop by. And you know, I've got old Bose radio. Talk about how well-made some of that stuff is. They still, it must be 20 years old. It's one of the old Wave I use as a clock radio.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah. At least 20 years old. Nothing wrong with it. It's just solid state. John DeBose, it all gets back to the signal. It could be a little bit of water, but more than likely, he just needs an amplifier. And that solves it. I have an antenna along with a cable here in Montgomery and local channels. And without my amplifier, I just would be dead in water. And I don't mean one of these cheap ones from no RCA or nothing. Go buy Spectrum. They sell good amplifiers for your for your cable antenna that you have. Anyways, let me just hush. A good amplifier would probably make all the difference for them. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Yeah, I find using the critical thinking side of my brain is that you have to think back, when was it operating correctly and what have you done differently?
And
control alt delete is one of my favorite things to do.
It's something like that, an external an antenna with a line. Everything is working against you. All the elements are slowly corroding and washing away, and your signal gets weaker over time. And you just don't notice it. And one day, it just. Anyways, I hate that it's such a slow news day.
There's nothing going on today.
Yeah, let's talk about antenna.
Yeah,
I don't know if you caught any of Joey's show this morning, but it was a 3-hour blast.
Alva is an old friend of mine, mm-hmm. and they were jiving well together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm spending time with mother, and boy, it just got her attention. And like I said, I had to call in with the Shorty Price. But everybody, they all have memories of. And he's a live wire. He really brought it. And like I said, it was good times.
Well, and this reshuffling of the deck can help us out. And Dan and I communicate so we don't step on each other's toes and we can kind of lead in and progress the stories through the day. It works out pretty well.
Like I said, man, good times. Dan, can I get on Sweet Creek, please, sir?
Absolutely. Sam, give me a month and day of birth.
3/5. Like I said, I can't chime in any more than I did this morning on the national news. It's just a big waste of time, and I think everybody's seeing through it.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call. What time is the drawing going to be tomorrow?
Oh, the drawing will be between 2:30 and 2:40.
That is it.
And my heart will be broken, and I'll be very disappointed if I don't make it by Sweet Creek.
Oh, boy. Going for the sympathy pull there.
Man, listen, I hope y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you.
All right, out here.
Ta-ta. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm very good, my friend, and you?
You get tired of people asking you that, don't you?
No.
I was going to tell you, Cohen's real quick. This has been about 2 or 3 years ago. I was in the, had to get a dishwasher. I went to Home Depot, and there was nobody around. So I said, I'm going to go to Cohen's. They've got two salesmen that are sitting at a desk. You walk in, they walk you through the whole process. It's like, I wouldn't. And then I ended up buying a refrigerator from them about a year ago. But they make it so easy. And I mean, they're really great. But
let me tell you, I've known the Cohens for a long, long time. I am so old. I used to play in the record store in Normandale, and
Newsom's.
It's called the record store owned by the Cohens.
Okay.
The record shop. I'm sorry. And it was great. We'd go there after school and walk down from Floyd and listen, see what the latest records were, and then go to Shakey's Pizza.
I was about 10 years behind you, but I know all about it. I talked to Joey this morning, but I think that I don't agree with that caller that said I think Trump orchestrated all that. I think I'm kind of in line with you as far as, this is just too timing
it's too
is
professional.
Everything, as you
Way
say.
Too professional.
Yeah. I think you're probably on the right track, but anyway, I just wanted to say something about Cohen's, and I'm listening. And can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Absolutely. Give me month and day of birth.
It's 8/8.
It's still 8/8, huh?
Yes.
It didn't change, huh? Okay, Joe.
Well, I love your show.
I appreciate you, my
friend. I'm listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks. We'd like to know when somebody's listening.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes there's nobody listening. So they say. So they tell me. Okay, let's see, 272-9228. Let's see, let's go to another piece before I enter this message here from somebody in my DC connection. The piece that you got of where the guy's origin, can you tell me who that came from?
Everybody wants to talk about that freaking antenna. And I appreciate it, but trying to do too much. The origins of the guy, that came directly from the New York Times. I've seen Politico and all that coming on. Okay. About the CIA officer is what he was going forward.
Interesting. You want to give me names or should I guess?
I'm really not sure. I'm just on my hold real quick, trying to answer your question.
I threw you off there, huh? Let's go to Jim Jordan on Dems Reaction over Dems Reaction and Overreaction. No. Sorry, you get the wrong one. Yeah, there you go. Transcript on special reports.
I want to start and just get your assessment on this day, this transcript, and where things stand tonight.
Well, if this transcript is the reason the Democrats are going to move forward with impeachment. It just shows you this is not about facts. This is not about the truth. This is just a pretext for them to do what they've always wanted to do. Remember, they've been investigating going after this president since July 31st, 2016, and they're looking for anything they can hang their hat on. Because, Brett, remember, the Michael Cohen hearing was a flop. The John Dean hearing was a flop. The Bob Mueller hearing was a flop. The Mueller report was a flop. The Lewandowski hearing was a flop. So they're trying to figure out, maybe this transcript. But even they have said there was no quid pro quo. The Democrat chairman themselves has said there was no quid pro quo here. There was no talk about holding up foreign aid from the president. Zelensky, the president of the Ukraine, said he wasn't pushed. So this is just the Democrats out to get the guy we elected president, plain and simple.
plain and simple. And that's exactly what it is. That's, Jim Jordan boils it right on down there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard the demo ship.
Hey, Dan. I was just going to say, you brought back some old memories about Shakey's, man, I'll tell you.
Did you go to Floyd?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah. You remember the player piano they had in there?
Uh-huh. Oh, I still do.
It was a great player. Well, I tell you, that was some of the best pizza going, and I was driving to Atlanta, and I noticed they had a Shakey's in Opelika. And I told my family.
Yeah, right
there off 57. There you go. I told them, I said, my family, we're going to stop there on the way back for lunch. And it's not the same. Exactly right. Because what I would do is I'd go, they would do this all-you-can-eat buffet. And they'd have all these different pizzas out there. And at the end, I'd take my salad. I'd get a 1,000-ounce salad, put it on there, dressing, and dip my pizza in there.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, we're of the same mind.
And drink a beer with
it. We used to have all our parties. We used to have all our little football parties and all that stuff over there.
Oh, yeah. It was, I tell you, that place was just is magical.
And then they shut down all of a sudden. I'm like, crap.
What year did you go to Floyd?
Oh, let's see. It was 84, 85, somewhere around in there.
84?
Yeah. Yeah, 84, 85.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was way, way long before you.
Yeah, you was up in there with the
loans
and all that, probably.
Yeah, there you go. 69 was the year I got out.
Okay, yeah. Well, I wasn't even thought of yet.
Well, thanks. I appreciate
anyway.
That.
I'm sorry. Hey,
no problem, Kevin.
Like they say that, we all get better with age, right?
There you go.
I was going to say, I heard on their, your little previews and they talking about how those backup cameras on the cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they forgot about those two little things that poke out the other side of the car. Those things work too, they're called mirrors. But, I don't know. Drives me nuts.
Well, I'll tell you something. People have gotten so used to the backup cameras that they're not thinking. And I watched somebody back up their car, and they ran over. You know how you'll have these little islands that'll have a tree in it, and they ran up on the thing. It's like, couldn't you see the tree? I mean, like, what's going on with that?
Well, see, they lose their mind when it comes to. I mean, my big truck's got one on it. And I'll tell you right now, I cut it off when I start backing up because I can't even see nothing out of it. I mean, I can see everything, but I just, I can't tell what's around me beside my truck. So I don't even bother with it. I just keep looking out my mirror.
There you go.
Like I was taught. So, and there's any way I could get on the Sweet Creek.
No, not a possible chance.
Man, you did it.
Absolutely, you can get in. Give me month and day of birth.
It's 3:22.
3:22. You got that, Joey son?
Yep.
What time are we going to do the drawing tomorrow, Kevin?
Between 2:30 and
3. 2:30 and 2:40 normally.
2:40, that's right.
There you go. What's in that gift basket?
$60 or whatever I want.
There you go, big guy. That's a great prize, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And we're going to Disney next week. Hopefully I can win it.
There you go.
We have some fruit on the way down.
Are you really going down to Disney?
Yeah, we're
going
to take our trip to Disney next week. I don't know.
Just remember this, Kevin. Buy gas before you leave the state of Alabama.
No kidding.
And they will tear you up.
Yeah, I'm the one that usually calls and tells you about the gas and how much you can put in it. You remember those conversations.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
Kevin, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Yes, sir. Love your show.
Thanks. I appreciate you. By the way, there's a great app called Gas Buddy, and if you want to save money on gas, download Gas Buddy. I use it all the time. I used to only go to one gas station because they were always the cheapest, but that's not the case anymore. And so Gas Buddy is my friend, particularly when you're on the road, by the way. They're really, really good. Okay, let's stay with Jim Jordan. He's going to be talking about the Dems' reaction an overreaction.
Here is a compilation of some of those Democrats today, and you rightly point out that it depends on which prism you're looking through how it was perceived of this transcript, but here are the Democrats.
When you ask someone to do a favor, you owe that person something in return.
No,
and when
don't.
That person is a foreign leader, that means as president of the United States, one day you will have to put a foreign leader's interests ahead of America's interests.
This is a powder keg.
Coercing a foreign leader into digging up dirt against a political rival for the president's political gain to win re-election.
Even if there were absolutely no hint quid pro quo, the demand itself is a betrayal of the presidency and a misuse of that office. And any use of the presidency for private, personal, political gain is a violation of his oath and ought to be impeachable as an offense.
Your response.
There's just one problem with all that, Brett. The president of the Ukraine said today that he wasn't pushed at all on that phone call. He said he wants to drain the swamp in the Ukraine just like President Trump is draining the swamp here. So the Democrats can say all they want. Hey, Brett, here's what we know. Here's what we know. This whistleblower, this so-called whistleblower, didn't have any firsthand knowledge of what took place, wasn't on the call. I bet this whistleblower hasn't even seen the transcript until today. But we do know this about the whistleblower. He had a political bias against the president. The inspector general told us that. So those are the facts we know. The whistleblower goes to the IG, the Intelligence Community Inspector General. He looks at this, kicks it up to the ODNI, the Director of National Intelligence. The Director of National Intelligence says there's nothing there. So what's the inspector general do? He goes around the Director of National Intelligence and sends a letter to Adam Schiff to create this crazy ordeal we've witnessed the last several days. And the Democrats can say all they want, but it doesn't square with the facts and doesn't square with what the president of the Ukraine said today.
Tell it, Jim. You heard those Dems. Their heads are about to explode. News Talk 93.1. Demo Show. We'll be back after this final break.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair. October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A family from Prattville was having trouble saving enough money to send their second daughter to college. So when they called us, we put our diplomas to work and came up with a solution.
Alabama Home Mortgage dropped their rate by 2% and lowered their monthly payment by $300, which allowed them to graduate to big savings.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Ah, yes. Justin DeGeneva was on Tucker last night, and they brought him back on because there was this dust-up with Judge Napolitano.
Oh, yeah.
Statement. And I'm going to have to say one thing, and I pointed this out several months ago. I definitely started seeing a difference in the way Jason Napolitano was reporting things.
In particular, having to do with Donald Trump.
Having to do with Donald Trump. And allegedly, as he's going to allude to, is because of not being considered as a Supreme Court justice. Nobody should make a Supreme Court justice from somebody that old. Sorry to say, you want somebody to be there a long time. So here's the Jennerbone, Judge Napolitano's statement on with Tucker.
So this Ukraine story seemed to come out of nowhere, and there's still really no consensus on what major parts of it mean. For example, legal experts appear to be split even tonight about whether the president's phone call with the Ukrainian president was illegal. So we wanted to get to the bottom of that, obviously. So last night, we asked Joe DiGenova on the show. He's a former U.S. attorney, and we put that question to him. He said, no, there's no evidence it's illegal at all. Well, that statement and some accompanying statements caused quite a firestorm, and so we've asked Joe DiGenova to come back tonight for an update. I want for our viewers who are not familiar with what exactly happened to know. So here's a quick update. So yesterday, Judge Andrew Napolitano, who is a legal analyst at Fox and a very nice guy, I will say, I've always liked him, went on one of our daytime shows and declared that the president's phone call with the head of Ukraine was a crime. Here's what he said.
It is a crime for the president to solicit aid for his campaign from a foreign government.
So that would be that to which the president has admitted is in and of itself a crime.
Yes.
So that definitely got our attention. Of course, it's a crime. And so I asked you, because you prosecuted a lot of crimes, and for our viewers who didn't see it, here's what you said.
Well, I think Judge Napolitano is a fool, and I think what he said today is foolish. No, it is not a crime. Let me underscore emphatically that nothing that the president said on that call or what we think he said on that call constitutes a crime. And even if he had said, you're not going to get the money, it would not be a crime.
So Judge Napolitano, DiGenova is going to go back on, and Shepard Smith is going to get in between all of this stuff. So listen again.
Well, apparently our daytime host who hosted Judge Napolitano was watching last night and was outraged by what you said and, quite ironically, called you partisan. Here's what he said.
A partisan guest who supports President Trump was asked about Judge Napolitano's legal assessment. And when he was asked, he said, unchallenged, Judge Napolitano is a fool. Attacking our colleague, who's here to offer legal assessments on our air in our work home, is repugnant.
Repugnant. Ooh. Not clear if that was you or me, but someone's repugnant. And here's what, finally, last soundbite, here's how Judge Napolitano responded.
A lot of legal authority, and I join it on the other side. And the other side basically says anything that helps the campaign, whether it's cash or emails or smearing your opponent, is a thing of value.
And therefore, requesting it is a crime.
Yes.
Now, unlike maybe some dayside hosts, I'm not very partisan, and it was a sincere question. Is it a crime or not? So given everything that's happened in the last 24 hours, I just want to throw it to you again. Was it a crime or not?
Absolutely not. Now, let me sort of educate Judge Napolitano. The President of the United States is the executive branch under Article 2. He is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. He can ask anyone, a citizen, a foreign leader, a question. He can make a suggestion about an investigation because he runs them. And by the way, in the latest set to with the whistleblower, the Office of Legal Counsel has said that requesting information from a foreign government is not a thing of value. It is not a foreign contribution. I must say this. I've been a U.S. attorney, an independent counsel, an investigative counsel on Capitol Hill in the House and the Senate. Judge Napolitano has never been a U.S. attorney. He's never been a federal prosecutor. He has never conducted a federal grand jury. I have done all of those things. If he wants to have an opinion, that's fine. I am not a paid Fox contributor. I am a guest of Fox Network. I come on when they ask me. So, and I am told, please, whatever you do, tell the truth. Don't make things up. Don't cover. So what I say, I believe, and of course, as a matter of law, I know what I'm talking about in the law. I try to be truthful. Right. I was very truthful last night.
Joey, go back to the beginning. Go back to that piece. Play it. I'm going to tell you when to stop. And let me do a little commentary here.
Well, apparently, our daytime host, who hosted Judge Napolitano, was watching last night and was outraged by what you said and, quite ironically, called you partisan. Here's what he said.
A partisan guest who supports President Trump was asked about Judge Napolitano's legal assessment. And when he was asked, he said, unchallenged, Judge Napolitano is a fool. Attacking our colleague, who's here to offer legal assessments on our air, in our work home, is repugnant.
Repugnant! Not clear if that's...
Now, what he said in there was that anything of value, anything that helps the campaign. Yeah. So in 1984, when Ronald Reagan went to France and did Normandy, and we filmed that, and we put it in Morning in America, that would have been a country helping us out.
Right. And actually, when I listened to Judge Napolitano's response to
It was ridiculous.
Well, but I think the person who's kind of sullying the well here, poisoning the well here, is Shepard Smith.
Yeah.
I think Napolo went back to, well, we just have a legal disagreement. And it's very possible Napolitano's wrong. In fact, I think he is. But, I mean, it could have just been a simple legal disagreement. They tend to happen all the time in this country.
Well, we have courts.
Yeah, right. And so,
lawyers.
For Shepard Smith to get all testy over our colleague, this is repugnant, is, I think, over the top.
I'm stunned. I mean, there's so many things that a president does that they do it with the timing of campaigns. We were famous for it in 1984. Famous for it. And, you know, they go, oh, there's, you know, Ronald Reagan using his office for political purposes again. Well, yeah. What president has it? Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Audience, thank you so very, very much. We really appreciate all the great calls. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The acting director of national intelligence tells the House Intelligence Committee a whistleblower complaint against President Trump was handled by the book.
I have to tell you, Chairman, it is not perhaps at the timeline that I would have desired, or you. But the Office of Legal Counsel has to make sure they make prudent decisions.
Director Joseph McGuire says the complaint did not meet an urgent threshold.